but you don't know if you want to, how would you say that?
I don't know if I really want to go.
Okay. When you could have used help, you might ask afterwards, why did you sit around when you could have been helping?
Okay.
What's that big body of water? Well, we'll get to that later. I'll do that later. A man is funny, you like him, you say, I like him. Say the comedian.
I like him a lot.
Okay. And if I say, why do you like him? Why do you like that?
Because he's funny.
Well, give me some names of churches in Portland.
Methodist, Baptist, Church of Christ, First Baptist, Presbyterian, Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. If two people became members, you'd say they
didn't want the church.
In God, I do that all the time. In church, you pray to what?
To God.
Okay. The preacher preaches what?
A sermon.
The choir and the organist provided good
what?
Music. The service was what, if you want to say it's a good service? Or the music is what?
Beautiful.
If you had to change flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, church will be over. You're going to say, you have to change that tire, you're afraid.
Church will be over before we get there.
Okay. The enemy and the opposite of God is called the
devil.
What do people think they see at night to frighten them all in white?
Ghosts.
Okay. What is a house that seems to have a lot of ghosts in it?
A haunted house.
And better put a sweater on, it's getting
cold outside.
And if you want to say it's getting
chilly.
What is that word that means? It indicates a kind of degree of it. It starts with R. R-A-T-H-E-R.
Getting rather cold.
Okay. And if you're using that word, you want to say, if you go, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
Okay. What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time? How do you express your feeling without seeing him? That you're happy to see him? Somebody you see on the street you haven't seen in a long time that you really like.
Hey, what have you been up to?
Okay. Would you ever use, you said before you wouldn't use proud in that other instance of happiness and other. Would you say, I'm proud to see you, or I'm happy to see you, or mighty glad to see you?
I'm mighty glad to see you.
Okay, but
I'm happy to see you.
But you wouldn't use proud to see you there.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Well, think about that. Would you ever, or would you not use that?
I would.
Would you use proud sometimes? But you wouldn't use it as much as that other one there?
Right.
Okay. He owns 500 acres. How much land would that be? That's a blank of land.
That's a lot.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say, would you say it's right smart, or would you say it's a good deal, or would you say it's a lot?
Good deal. Or a lot.
Okay, good deal or a lot. If you want to express agreement stronger and more enthusiastically than just yes, what would you say? Wouldn't you say? Yes, you'd say.
You bet.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, certainly.
Okay, what are some other ways of saying yes?
Okay. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Can you say, if I say, can you really do that? And you think you can, you say,
I know I can.
Okay.
Sure I can.
Okay. Let's see. If it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
very cold.
Okay. Would you say very? Or would you say real cold?
I'd probably say it's really cold.
Okay. When something shocking is reported, people attribute to you. You might show a kind of polite resentment by saying why the. If somebody's trying to accuse you of saying something shocking or something. Have you ever heard anybody say, why, the idea? Would you ever say that?
No.
Okay. Well, if you were going to say it, how would you pronounce that?
The idea.
Okay.